We are towards the end of Siman Shin He. Okay, so we're continuing to discuss the animals. And we have to look at, again, Perek He in the Mishnayos. Okay, we're going to get to these different cases. Some of them, most of them already got through, but... Okay, let's see. Sif Yud Zayin, it's a long one. Sif Yud Zayin. Ein chamor yotze b'mardas v'zman shenei k'shura lo m'erev Shabbos. The chamor cannot go out with the towel or the blanket, whatever it is on his back, unless it is tied to him before Shabbos. We're afraid it's going to fall off, and you're going to come to carry it dalet amos. Again, it's the basic rule is if it's there for the protection of the animal, in theory, it is. It's not a burden. It's not a masui. It's okay, unless we're afraid it's going to fall off, and you're going to come to carry it dalet amos b'shus harabim. If it's not there for the shmira of the animal, then it's inherently a masui, and it's and there's a big difference. We're going to actually get to this soon. If it is for the shmir of the animal, so the minat Torah, it's okay. If something's going to fall off, Chazal made gzeira, they're going to come to carry it. If it's something that's not there for shmir of the animal, and there are certain cases which are very, you know, not so clear how they fit into the rule. But if it's not there for shmir of the animal, it's considered a masui, so then it's not a sederubah. It's a sederaisa, if she says behema, when the animal goes out with this thing. So, the chamor cannot go out with the mardas, which is like the blanket, bezman shenak shuralim erev Shabbos, if it's not tight onto him erev Shabbos. Velo bezug, he can't go out with his bell, af bishu pakuk, even if the bell does not make noise. Velo besulam shebetzavaro, and not with a ladder on his neck. Here's a picture of the ladder on the neck of the animal. Why does he have? He has a ladder on his neck to prevent his neck from moving to scratch his boo-boo and making him get a boo-boo, right? Like the kids have something and they scratch it and they make it worse and it keeps bleeding and it never gets better. So they would put some sort of, nowadays, I don't know, maybe call it a splint, something to prevent the animal from moving his head in that direction. Here the Mechaber explains, it's some sort of a plank that you put attached to the animal so that he shouldn't scratch his wound. Velo b'ritzua sheberaglo, and not with some sort of string around his foot. Bu kamin tabat ava, it's not a string, it's a thick ring. Sheosi mikash v'koshin b'raglo v'hema shepsiyosei aksaro sumakar lezubazu. He has some problem banging his feet against each other, so they put something on his feet so he shouldn't bang his feet one to the other, and they, I don't know exactly how that works. Something, I don't know, tabat avat. It's a thick tabat made out of straw. To protect his feet. I would think that that would be okay, because it's for protection of the animal. Here it says it's no good, and we're going to see, Mishabu is going to discuss this. How do you know which is your, you know, which chicken is which? So they put some sort of siman on their foot. Tie a ribbon, something on his foot. Velo b'ritzua shekoshim b'raglehem, k'deish lo yishbru ha-kelev. And they can't go out with something that they would tie it to the feet of the chicken, so he shouldn't, he shouldn't start making a balagan and breaking kelev. So when you're protecting other people, other animals, other things from the animal, that's not for the shmira of the animal, that's going to be asur. Here's a picture of the chutim, so you know which animal's which. And here's the ritual to tie the feet together so he shouldn't start dancing and kicking rocks all over the place and breaking dishes, as the Gemara discusses at length in the second paragraph of Bava Kama. Here they go, they have some, I don't know, wheelie thing they put underneath the tail of the animal. Because they don't want the tail of the animal to drag on the ground, so they put it on some sort of skateboard. The goats used to have, I don't know, bugs fly up their nose, so they used to stick these sticks up their nose to make them sneeze and get out the bugs. So they can't go out with that. V'lo ha'egel, here, v'lo ha'egel ba'ol katan shenosan al tzavaro, v'lo b'zamam shemenecha b'chot moshel egel deish lo yinak, and not some sort of muzzle to prevent him from nursing from his mother. V'lo para ba'ol shenosan al tzavaro, shlo yin kuha shratin, they will put some porcupine skin on the udder so that animals shouldn't come to drink from the mother cow. Velo Burutsua Shimben Karneha. That's a famous Mishnah. Whatever. Okay. What's that Ritsua there for? It doesn't matter. Bainim he the Shima, Bainim he the No. It doesn't matter if it's there for beauty or it's there for protection. Velo Tete Para. Now here it says in small letters, Oshor. I didn't look that up in the fancy Friedman. Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the Ramah adds in Oshor. I find it very interesting.
I have this big letter, same size as all the other letters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I also have a different. Okay, Velotetsi Para, I'm going to read it without the Oshor. And the cow should not go out, bechevel shebitzavara, with like some sort of rope or leash on his neck, if he should answer cheshmir, because a cow does not need protection. It's not like a dog; it doesn't need to. It just is. It doesn't need to have this leash and a collar. Now put in the word shor. In all of the Chazal, the shor is like the wildest animal there is. So it's like the para is a very tame, calm animal, doesn't need shmira at all. So it's interesting that the Ramah throws in Oshor because the shor needs a super shmira. Now, it's not necessarily for him to not hurt himself, it's more for him not to hurt other people, but often those things go hand in hand. The shor starts up with the local farmer is going to take a shotgun and shoot him. So, I don't know.
What's the difference between a shor and a par?
I think the shor is a male and the para is a female.
Par.
Oh, I don't know if there's a difference between a shor and a par. I don't know. What's a shor in here in English? An ox?
A par is a bull.
Oh, what's the difference between an ox and a bull? Maybe the age. There's a difference in the age. But I'm not sure. Okay, so now it could be like this. A para is a very calm, docile behema, just goes moo and eats grass, doesn't need any shmir. The shor is not going to help to put something on there. It just doesn't. It's when something is not a good enough shmir, it's also considered a masui, a burden, because it doesn't do the job. So maybe that's what it is. Just ironic to put them next to each other. I don't see anybody explain it. Okay. Aval, agalim, calves, mutarim, you can put on a thing on the neck. The fish ain't more than bakal, because they're more likely to rebel against the owner and they need to be protected. Okay, so then you wrap a chevel around the neck and you hold them by the chevel. Okay, look at the Mishabura Sifkata Nungimo. So we said the chamor can't go out with the sulam, which is there to prevent him from scratching the bubu. Mishabur sefkatu nun gimel. Tam kol elu. Okay, skip the brackets. Mishum dechai salav inaf ala sasuye. The reason for all these things in this sif and shulchan aruch is that they're things that you care about, and if it falls, you're going to pick it up and carry it to Aramis b'shus harabim. So now, read the brackets. The reason for all these things, levad me'elish and rabbi yim taimim, except for those things that we give a different reason, is because we're afraid you're going to carry it out of Amish B'shus HaRabim. Okay? Look at Mishabur Sifkat Nunhei. Kidei Shelo Yishbaru, Kotzav Achai Adam, Tim Koshon Raglei, and if you're tying up the feet of the animal, Kidei Shelo Yichlu V'roach, if the animal can't run away, the animal runs away. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is talking about even animals that maybe belong in the wild, but let's leave that aside for a second. But an animal that you're taking care of, you know, it's better for him to be in your house than to be out on his own as a hefker animal. So dim kashon, if you tie up the feet so it won't run away, shari lots of bands, it can go out that way. The komash dach lasos the shmirah, so never they come out. But anything that's for the shmirah of the animal is considered like a beged of the animal. It's going to be okay. Oh, okay, we missed. I know I missed something. Okay, look back in Nun Gimel. We have a Shara Tzion Ois Mem Tes. Okay, it said everything is because you're going to come carry it. Ois Mem Tes on the bottom, Shara Tzion. That is Shitas Rashi. See? Umi Rambam, the Perisha Mishnah Mashma, Dita Mosuhu. The Rambam in the Perisha Mishnah, it sounds like it's not a Xerah that everybody's going to come to carry. It is, in fact, a burden itself, which would make it awesome in a Torah because of Shvisas Be'ema. And then in Ois Nun, Sharati Ois Nun commenting on you tying up the feet of the animal so he won't run away. And then Sharati writes, Ksas Kosha. Here goes the other way. Dimi Rashi Mashma that time because I'm sure Dimon Nafli. It's because you're afraid it might fall off. Not because it's a burden. Now, if it's because it might fall off, I don't care what the reason is. It doesn't matter if it's for protection, his protection, or not for his protection. It's going to be us either way. So it's like a kula and a chumra. If it's a burden, the chumra is that it's an issur d'oraisa. The kula is, but if it's for the protection of the animal, it's not considered a burden anymore. It's considered his clothing. The gzeira that you're going to come to carry it, on the one hand, is a kula because only us and the rabbanan. On the other hand, there is no leniency in, well, he needs it for shmira. I don't care if he needs it for shmira. That makes it a beged, but a beged that's going to fall off and going to come to carry is also asa. So it goes both ways. So that's what the Sharatian says. No, it says kosher. Do Rashi mashes the tamu because I'm sure demand nafli lo mishum asa. It's not a burden. You're afraid it's going to fall. You're going to carry it. Vim kain. If you're afraid you're going to carry it, after that, then it's a so then we're worried about carrying it even with the protection of the animal. It's there for the protection of the animal, but there's still going to be the issa the rabbanu. Mishmoyes of Katanun Zayin, the Ritsua, the rod, the thread, the rope, the strap, the chain, whatever it is, between the horns of the animal. Mishmoyes of Katanun Zayin, the Zahavin in Tirusi Yisrael, the part of Avivasoi. For a para, it's considered a burden. He doesn't need such shmira. Shein et Tricha Shmir, Mishmoyes of Katanun Ches, Avivasoi. In Tivil of Roach, this is Bayer, Bisiv Dal, Demote. If he's a rebellious cow, he's going to run away, whatever, so then it would be okay, because then it's the need of a shmira. We go by the individual animal. But as a general rule, the cow does not need that. Okay, that is Sif Yud Zayin, it's a large one. Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Hagah Be'ema Yotza B'kamiya Mumcha L'Be'ema V'lo K'she'in B'she'in Mumcha Avishim Mumcha L'Adam. So we discussed back in Shin Aleph these amulets that were there for protection, some sort of spiritual protection, or it's a spiritual way of protecting someone physically, whatever it is. So if there's some sort of protection that is not proven to be effective for a behemah, he's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. But if it's not proven, or it's not, what was the word we used when we learned it? It's not, I don't remember, it's not experience, it's not something that we can prove really works, so then it's also, even if it works to protect a human, that doesn't mean it's going to work to protect an animal. Humans and animals work in different ways. Mishmur explains, since they've gotten Samech, every person has his own mazal, his own angel upstairs that's rooting for him. So you might have some sort of amulet, and the angel is going to use that upstairs in heaven to protect you. But the animals don't have that special protection. Okay. Sifyut Ches, I'm going to save for next week. It talks about the general issue of riding animals. The Rabbanan, which is important, which we'll get to next week. Let's do Yud Tes. Behema shenafel amasamayim. Your behema fell into the river, the local river. Maybe karmikastos. We know since tachtum shenzav lechayim al pishem vatik mechonu. If it's not the animal is considered mukso. We'll discuss more of this when we get to Simshin Ches. If it's not very deep and he can hang out in the water all Shabbos, so great, let him hang out in the water all Shabbos. And you bring his food over there to the water. Well, I don't know how you do that exactly, if there's no air, but okay. You somehow enable him to eat over there. I don't know how you do that. Put that on the side. But what if the water is deep and the animal's really struggling? So you're still not allowed, it seems, to pull the animal out of the water. But what you can do is you can throw some things in the water that he can stand on to help him climb himself out of the water. And the stuff that's mentioned over here is karin v'kastos, which are like kind of pillows and blankets. Throw in the mattress. Now, when you throw in a pillow, a blanket, a mattress into a river, even if you... Now again, I don't know how you're doing all this. Maybe there's an Erev. Let's say, I guess there's an Erev. If not Erev, then you can't throw anything. Let's assume there's an Erev. Yeah, no one discusses it, so... It's a river, I don't know. Okay, so there's something we discussed, and this is the Rabbanim we discussed back in Siman Reish Samach Vav, and that is called Mevata Kli Meichano. On Shabbos, you're now to take a Kli that is fit to be used on Shabbos and do something to it that makes it totally unusable on Shabbos. Kind of comes up with oil dripping into a Kli, putting a Kli underneath the candle to catch the oil. Came up with super heavy muksa, allowing muksa to fall on something. So here it's similar. Basically, when you soak your pillows, blankets, or mattresses, whatever it is, so they're not usable for the rest of Shabbos. So that's an issa d'rabbanan, mevata kli meichano. So why are you allowed to do that? So says the Shulchan Aruch, maybe kermakasas v'nosin tachtea, you're allowed to do that. Mishun tzar b'lechayim. Even though you are basically ruining this kli, you can't use it for the rest of Shabbos, and that's an issa d'rabbanan. Here we allow you to do that because it's tzar b'lechayim to the animal. Let's see if Mishnah Berurah explain this. If got samech tes, you could bring other kelim also there to enable him to get up. Vinokat kari mekastos l'rabusa. It's a chiddush that he brought on kari mekastos. Why? If you're going to bring your dining room table there, so you can the dining room table you could use while it's wet, right? You just dry it off, no big deal, and it'll dry even by itself. But you could also dry it. So he says like this, not karma castle of Bruce, the law you ruin the stamish on the days of Oshel and Ochel Samayim, even after the behemoth comes up and you get your stuff out of the water, it's soaking wet, it's not usable. I feel like he mutter. Why? The Osi Tsar Balechayim do the Raisa? Because Tsar Balechayim is the Raisa. That's a big machlokes in the Gemara. Shabbat says Tsar Balechayim is the Raisa. What's the source of Tzar B'chaim is Daraisa? Mimad is here at Torah, Mitzvah Prikas Amatzma Abeima. Because the Torah tells us, if there's an animal, it has too heavy of a load on its back, you have a mitzvah obligation to take the load off the animal's back. What's behind such a mitzvah? What's behind the mitzvah is Tzar B'chaim. Torah is teaching us to not allow, not sit by while the animal is in pain. V'dachi isa b'tzol kli me'echon shirak mid'rabbanan. So the Tzar b'lechayim is going to be doicha. This is the rabbanan of mevatel kli meichano. Shegazu shelo mevatel b'shabbos kli mimashi yibuchenes. Okay, Mishmas have got an ayin. Well, wait a second. If we're going to throw the Tzar b'lechayim to our isa card and say, oh, it's the mevatel kli meichano is the rabbanan, Tzar b'lechayim is the raisa, the raisa mevatel the rabbanan. So pull him out of the water. Do... Why are you limiting it to this Durabanan? So says the Mishnah Berurah, they've got an ayin. No. I will also lalo sabi adaim. You're now to take him out. The call by the chayim muksa, the animals are muksa. Yeah, forgot the katsar by the chayim, it's still going to be asr. Oh, katsar by chayim daraisa, bitlakim achon durabanan is also durabanan. No. We have no right to compare durabanans. Not all durabanans are created equal. The Eilon, the Damos, Gzeres Chacham, Zelazel. We cannot compare the Gzeres Chazal one to the other. So they allowed you, Tzar B'chaim, to push away B'tlachim Echadah, but not to push away Tiltum Muxa. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayim Bel Yerabba Shehevi D.H. Poskin Shemei Kielin Afla Alos B'Yadayim Him E.F. Shedei Karmakas. What if you have nothing to put into the water? So if you have nothing to put into the water to help the animal, so you let him drown? So he says, no, then you are allowed to, there are poskim that are make go that you can be over the issa d'rabbanan until the muksa and pull the animal out of the water. The ayyadei, in yudu kliyamu mutilalosa. Now to have a guy do it, That's for sure okay, because that's going to be, we're going to learn Siman Shin Zayin. That's a double Durabanan. It's a double Durabanan. Mir Lakim is Durabanan. Pulling out a Tiltum Mukta Durabanan. Shvus to Shvus is Mutter in a number of cases. And one of them is Makum Hesed, Makum Mitzvah, Shasa Tzarech. We'll see more about that in Siman Shin Zayin Seif Hey, I believe. Okay, that is Yud Tes. We did Yud Zayin Yud Tes. Let's see Chaf Aleph quickly. Gvinos. Okay, so you're not allowed to make cheese on Shabbos. We didn't see that yet. We're going to learn that you're not allowed to make cheese on Shabbos. So, what about the guy making cheese on Shabbos from the Jewish milk? So, Gvinos, Sheoso, Sashvachos, Me'atzman, the non-Jewish women come, and they want to make cheese from the Jewish milk. Since you don't tell them to do it, it's going to be mutter. So the poskim don't like that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they've got an ayin dalid. So first, why is it mutter? She's doing it for herself. They're not doing it for you. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah, they've got an ayin dalid. Ayin b'achronim shesiguos adachronim. Question such a practice. Why? She's taking your milk. And you see her taking your milk. And you see what she's doing with your milk. And you keep quiet. So Mishnah, that is so why is she doing it? Why is she doing something with your milk? Because she thinks that's what you're happy with it. So then, that's a big problem. She knows that the Jew is happy with the cheese that she's making from his milk. Even if she goes and does it in her own house, in the Goyish house, you still have to stop her. But call she can if she does it in the Jewish house. He has other problems with this mechaber. Well, what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Why is he maker? The kavanah of Shulchan Aruch, rakim asa lefan derech mikra. It's not that she does it regularly. If she does it regularly, it's going to be asa. She does it derech mikra pam be once in a while. She mutter achar Shabbos lahanisman. Then after Shabbos, it's mutter to be nene from that cheese. Well, he also came tummy, but if she does it regularly, then you have to stop her. Mechuyav limchos. Okay, we'll stop here.